This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a study of the 139th Psalm. And in the beginning, as an introduction to this thought, I want to call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, where the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, "Try your own selves, whether you are in the faith, prove your own selves." Each one of us has the obligation, therefore, in the light of the plain teaching of the Word of God, to examine himself and his spiritual life honestly and candidly. And the psalm that we're to begin the study of today has a great deal to do with having a recognition of the greatness of God in connection with our examination of ourselves. No one can rise higher than his concept of God. No one can really be greater than his concept of God. A person who regards God as something little more than a human being cannot really rise to spiritual heights. Sometimes men feel they're getting away with their sins, that somehow or other, if they can be in the dark or if they can be here or there where other human beings do not see them, then they feel they're getting away with their sin. But among other things, this psalm certainly rids us of this idea. I want us to look now at the first division of the psalm, the first 6 verses, in which the psalmist makes clear that the Lord has perfect knowledge of all of the life and thoughts of each one of us. And he begins by saying, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me." Let's think for a moment about the expression "searched me." It means that God has delved into the innermost recesses of my life and thoughts. In a way, it's sort of like saying that God has x-rayed me insofar as my heart and my mind is concerned. Further, he says, "Thou hast known me." Not only has God searched, but he has found out. Let each one of us today recognize the fact that God knows all of our thoughts. He knows everything about our past life. Let us not strive to deceive God. Let us be willing to be honest with ourselves as the beginning point of attaining a right relationship with God. Now let's note in verse 2, "Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off." The word "thou" is emphatic. In other words, to emphasize that it is God, not someone else, who knows these facts. It is God alone who possesses this absolute knowledge of his creatures. You remember that Jesus, when he was here on earth, indicated that the very hairs of our head are numbered. God knows that much about us. The psalmist declares that he knows my down-sitting and my uprising. He knows when we sit down in our homes. He knows when we arise. In fact, the whole life of each one of us, whether we are at rest or in activity or whether we're really working and doing something, God knows about it. "Thou knowest my thoughts afar off. Neither time nor space exist for God." It does not deter God for us to be in one place or another, or us to be traveling at one speed or another. God knows all of our thoughts, even before we think them. Note now in verse 3, "Thou comfortest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways." The word "compassest" here means "searchest out." Thou hast searched out my path. Thou hast winnowed or sifted or subjected my life to the closest investigation. Let each one of us realize then that whatever is true of you is known to God. Whatever sins have been committed by you are known to God. Whatever thoughts you're having in this very moment are known to God. And what your basic attitude toward him, toward life in general, all of these attitudes and all of these basic thoughts are known to God. Isn't this 139th Psalm a marvelous study from the Word of God? Be with us next time as we continue our study from Psalms 139.